bones have been found today in the Royal National Park south of Sydney. And this has happened during a search for the body of missing man Matthew Leveson. Police have been searching on and off for Matthew in this area since last year, after Matthew's former boyfriend Michael Atkins led police to the site. Atkins had previously struck an immunity deal with authorities, which only stands if Matthew's body is found. Before today, police had had no luck, but this afternoon, work stopped as searchers found something, and what they've found are bones. On the line, Peter Fegan, 7 News reporter. He's in the Royal National Park. Peter, good afternoon.
Ben, good afternoon.
I'm conscious on these things not to give false hope, because it's been a long time coming for the Leveson family, but I'm having a look at some of the images that I believe your cameraman has filmed there in the National Park, and it seems like they seem quite jubilant, the Leveson family, and they are receiving a hug from Detective Chief Inspector Gary Jubilant. So they don't know whether or not this is Matthew Leveson, but I suppose any breakthrough is a breakthrough.
That's exactly right. I'm with you on that one, Ben. We don't know yet. We have to reiterate, we don't know if this is Matthew Leveson. They're waiting for a forensic anthropologist to come down. Now, when the anthropologist gets down, they can find out whether these are human remains quite quickly, but then they have to test these bones. That could take anywhere from 24 hours up to 2 weeks, I'm told. So there still is a substantial wait. Hopefully, it only takes that 24 hours. But as we talked, or as you said earlier, this search for the body down here in the National Park has been going for 12 months. And I know that you've spoken to Mark and Faye several times, as have I, and they have never given up. I haven't actually seen them yet. I'm hoping to speak to them soon. You can imagine they are over the moon.
So you say that there will be this expert coming there to determine if they are human remains, and then there'll be a testing process to work out if they belong to Matthew.
Yeah, police sources have told me that this afternoon, Ben, so they don't yet know, but judging by the pictures that we've both seen, it does look very positive at this stage. And as you touched on before, of course, Michael Atkins, who was acquitted of this murder last year, last year he was told that he would take them back to the Royal National Park to find this body. We will also have something on that tonight with Rob Avati, who will explain what the next steps are for Michael Atkins.
Good on you, Peter. We'll see your report tonight. Thanks for your time.
No dramas. Thanks, Ben.
Peter Fegan, the 7 News reporter. Let's just hope, touch wood, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but having got to know Mark and Faye Leveson over the last couple of years, I just really hope that this is it. This is the moment that they finally find their boy.